This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Second hour, let's go. Brought to you by our friends at the Oasis Hotline, 855-200-1776. That's our listener line. Of course, Oasis Petroleum, the Be the Buffalo Hotline. Buffalo will run into the storm, not away, into the storm, like Oasis Petroleum. Find out more at oasispetroleum.com, and they are hiring. You're in western North Dakota, in Montana, part of the world. Check it out, oasispetroleum.com. So what's on your mind? Again, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550-855-200-1776, extension 1 on that Be the Buffalo Hotline. Ron Ness is in for Scotty Hennett.
Good morning. We're into the second hour this morning. We'll wrap up. We've got some incredible guests. Governor Doug Burgum at the second half of the hour this morning in right now, we're going to have Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner with us. Senator, are you on the phone? Senator Wardner, we got you this morning.
Rich, good morning. Daniel, Kevin, we got Rich.
You know, there are times we wish government would be so quiet, but this isn't one of them.
I can hear you guys.
Wow.
Can you hear me?
We got there you. We got you loud and clear. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Ron.
What? Tell us about. We're going to talk about the legacy fund this morning, Senator, and some of the work the legislature's doing on this, and what you've been doing on this. So, give us a little backdrop in terms of the interim committee and your work thus far, and where it's headed next.
Okay. Thus far, we've had one meeting in Fargo when we took input that was the complete committee, and we got a lot of ideas there, and it was a very good thing. We had a little protest, a little action there, so it was kind of an interesting meeting. But also, I have also talked to the Association of Counties and presented to them ideas, not that they're cut in stone, ideas that that I've brought forward. You got to have something to talk about, so people generate other ideas. I've also talked to the Association of Cities, the school administrators out west. We've talked to water groups, and we've talked to city auditors, and we had the Fargo meeting. So I've been involved in quite a bit of information gathering on what people's ideas are as far as using the legacy fund earnings. I would like to just make sure that everybody understands that, from my standpoint, some of the important points that we need to remember, our purpose and our focus is we want to lower the tax burden. That's a focus. We want to increase the quality of life, which means we want to be able to recruit workforce. And that means we need to take a look at our educational system, water, roads, all of these types of things, parks, so that people want to come and live here. And then the last thing that I think is important, we want to reduce our reliance on the federal government.
Senator, you've been kind of the guru of the oil tax formula forever. So what we're talking about in the legacy fund is 30% of the oil tax revenues that come in off the production of oil. Can you give us a little brief summary on where the rest of the money goes in terms of how much to water, resources, and other things like education?
Sure. Well, first of all, 30% goes into the legacy fund, and I want to make a couple of comments about how we plan on, proposing to utilize those earnings so that we don't squander them. We want to make sure that the biggest number of people, largest number, benefit from this legacy fund earnings. Well, first of all, the oil revenue for 30% of both the extraction and the production tax go right into the legacy fund. And that fund is sitting at around $6.1 billion. And now we can start using the interest. And that will continue to grow. we have approximately 10% of the two taxes go to education, Common Schools Trust Fund and the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. So schools get that, K through 12. Then we have another 10% goes to the Resources Trust Fund. Now, it only, it's 20% out of the extraction tax, but when you put the two taxes together, it's 10%. So 50% of the oil money goes into the legacy and schools and water projects in the state of North Dakota. After that, there's about 15% that goes to the political subs out west. And then the state general fund only gets about 10%. And then we use the rest to, for different things. We got a disaster fund. We've got the prairie dog money now that will go to non-oil communities, counties and cities across the state. So everybody's sharing in it. They are taking approximately 7% of it. So that helps to keep property taxes down. And then we have money that goes into a fund called the Strategic Infrastructure and Investment Fund. And that money is cash going into the next biennium, and the legislature uses it to help balance the budget or any other project that they deemed necessary.
And there's a direct portion that goes into property tax buy-downs across the state as well, right?
Well, that's correct. In you see, the in North Dakota, we took over the county social services. So I didn't mention that. Yeah, that's about 6% goes into that. Then that is directly to the counties, and the taxpayer doesn't have to do that. But we have to go back a little bit to the 2013 biennium, when the North Dakota legislature took and reduced the mill levy to the locals for schools from 185 mills down to 70. And the state has been picking that up for now at least four, I guess. And that is now about $1 billion that would be on the backs of the property tax owners, but the state picks it up. And that is a combination of sales tax and oil tax that fill that general fund monies, that $1 billion. If we hadn't done that in 2013, taken over the 115, we'd have lots of money. We wouldn't have to worry about the shortfall that we experienced the biennium ago.
So at the end of the day, we've got this money rolling through all of these various buckets and all of these various groups, to education, to Water Resources Trust Fund, which is statewide water projects. We've now got, you know, the money that goes back to the political subdivisions. We've got some prairie dog money, which is oil tax money now going to all the communities. We've got property tax relief on a buy down for each of us individually. And then we've got the SIF fund. So now we're going to shift our focus over to this, these earnings off the legacy fund. Thus far, what has the earnings been utilized for in the last two sessions?
Well, it'd be the last session we utilized them for balancing the general fund budget. And I know that everybody said, "Well, you spent too much money." Not really. We were using general fund money to take care of the people of North Dakota. I already mentioned it's $1 billion for the schools, but we have other tax-exempt things that we've taken over or we've taken away from the property tax owner and are funding with general fund dollars. And that's $1.3 billion that is property tax relief to the people, and that is being paid for through the general fund of the state.
In the meetings in Fargo before the legislative committee, what kind of tone did you get from the folks that showed up and testified there? And is it similar to what you've seen in other comment discussions you had across the state? Is there any theme going forward in what we ought to be doing with this? And we'll be getting some comments from the governor in the next half hour on this.
Very good. First of all, the number one thing is low-interest loans. The cities and the counties are looking for low-interest loans, and a low-interest loan is one that's around 2% through these funds. We need to set up these funds and capitalize them using the earnings from the legacy. Water infrastructure, a low-interest revolving loan for water is number one. That is being asked for across the state. It's not in any one particular area. Number two, they're talking about, why don't you put the money into roads and bridges? Our bridges are really getting beat up. We need them. And so I'm proposing...
Senator, we're going to keep you through the
sure.
break here, and we'll be back to continue the discussion about the utilization of the earnings from the North Dakota Legacy Fund in a few minutes after these messages.
701-258-0528. Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and nothing says the holiday spirit like a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its rugged, unrefined recipe is the essence of an old-fashioned Christmas. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. CrudeSpirits.com.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson Ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
Oh, Dasher, top of Santa's shopping list, North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned to perfection, and kissed with a lick of fire. Its smooth taste is like Christmas in a bottle. Oh, 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 just right. CrudeSpirits.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Santa's sleigh can give you a hot chocolate, but SchwabBuickGMC.com can give you a heated seat, a heated steering wheel. It will give you a nice warm cup of coffee in the showroom. Otherwise, you want to be set for that holiday travel that you have coming up real soon. Get yours and stay warm and stay safe. Get some all-wheel drive or something. SchwannBuickGMC.com. What's on your mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Ron Ness is in for Scott Inna today. What's in your mind?
Congressman Kelly Armstrong may have just had a mic drop moment in the impeachment hearings. Kevin's going to try and grab the last few seconds of his comments. You got to play that, Kevin.
Yeah. We'll go off a little further forward in it.
Obama's IRS engaged in politically motivated targeting of charitable groups.
You know what? We should set this up. What Kelly's saying here is he's looking back at all of the abuse of power allegations that have been leveled on a president by the other party while he was in office. And he got through all of them, and then he got up to Mr. Obama here. So.
Obama's IRS engaged in politically motivated targeting of charitable groups. Fast and Furious gun running scandal. Collected telephone records on AP journalists without a warrant. The seizure of private property under the guise of environmental protection. The problem we're running into, which is going to last far longer than today and far longer than this Congress, is this will become the new normal. Every one of those things I mentioned had reports written about them. They probably had election consequences. There were hearings held. Do you know what they didn't have? A nebulous, ambiguous charge of abuse of power. If you cannot prove an underlying crime, you do not get to use all of the evidence you're presenting for. This will continue. This will move forward. In the history of our country, the party who is not in the White House has accused the White House of abuse of power. It started 200 years ago. It will continue into the future, except now, congratulations. It will be impeachment every single time one party controls the House of Representatives and the other party is in the White House. And with that, I yield to my
friend. Give it up for Kelly. Totally nails it. Absolutely nails it right there.
What do you think, Senator Warner, from the North Dakota Senate floor to the impeachment hearings and the Judiciary Committee, your former colleague, Kelly Armstrong?
I'm not only a colleague of him, of his in the North Dakota Senate, but he was also a student of mine at Dickinson High School. I believe I had him in chemistry, and also he played ninth grade football for me. And, you know, he was a go-getter in high school. He went after it with everything he had. He's doing our state very proud.
He taught him everything he knows, right?
Well, that was great. We knew it was coming. We knew he was going to get us 5 minutes, and he just he absolutely nailed it as we all anticipated. So, Senator, we're at a pretty quick turnaround here. You were going through the issues of what you've heard: low interest loans with the earnings from legacy fund, water projects. You were just getting into roads and bridges, some of the key components that you're hearing across the state.
Okay, I'll go real quick. Highway Infrastructure Fund, I think that we're going to propose putting some of the earnings into the Highway Trust Fund. And why would that work? Because the state gets about 61%, county gets 22%, cities get 12.5% of that money, townships get 2.7%, and transit gets 1.5%. That, right now, that fund is funded by the fuel tax, the gas tax in the state of North Dakota. This would add to it. And this would help them with their bridges and roads. And I just want everybody to know it's going to affect property tax in a positive way. It's going to help quality of life. And we can't continue to expect the federal government to continue to fund us in the highway fund like they have been in the past. And keep in mind that if we do this, I believe we will not be messing with the fuel tax. We'll leave it alone. We won't raise it. Currently, it is 23 cents a gallon, and if we were to, we'd have to raise it at least 10 to 15 cents a gallon to make a significant amount of revenue to help roads, where these earnings from the legacy will take care of us pretty well. And then, of course, I just want to mention workforce. Workforce comes up a lot, and I think that we need to really take a look at more career and tech schools in the state of North Dakota. Bismarck State has the model. We need one, out in our area in Dickinson. They need one up in the Grand Forks area along with the unmanned aircraft. They're going to need technicians and people with workforce training and skills up there. So those are some of the main things that are coming out. There's some other things, but those are major. And then people are concerned about schools and property tax, and I think we can do something there too.
Senator, we've been collecting a list from texters and callers and emailers over the last couple of days, and I'm going to give you the list quick. I don't think they're any different from what you've heard, but we said we would do this save and reinvest, reduce my taxes, don't grow government, build a new school in Dickinson. So I think those things are somewhat in line with what you've heard, that invest some, save some, and grow North Dakota's economy without growing government.
I wouldn't mind if you'd send those on to me. I'm keeping a list of them. One comment about saving and reinvesting. We are only going to take a look. We're going to do a five-year rolling average on the earnings, and we're only going to take 4% earnings. Anything that over that will be reinvested into the fund, and I think it's going to be good for the future. We're going to get the fund is going to grow, and it's going to kick out more earnings. We're going to do more things. And remember, every biennium, the earnings increase in amount. So six bienniums from now, we should be able to take care of a lot of our needs.
Senator, I think the interim legislative committee concept of getting ideas from North Dakotans was a fantastic idea. I applaud you and Representative Pollard and the entire committee for taking it on the road, taking input from people, because what we've seen here over the last few days is there's a lot of interest in this. There's a lot. The information you provide is good information, and having somewhat of a roadmap a year from now as you enter the 2021 legislature is a heck of a lot better than just having everybody race in with a whole bunch of ideas, which may still happen, but at least you've got a plan moving forward as a committee, and looks like great work to me. And do you have a date of the next meeting?
Yes. We will be meeting in Watford City February 19th and 20th. February 19th and 20th at Watford City.
And those are completely open to everybody to come and share their personal opinions. And
yes.
The information will be posted out there, and Todd will keep that on the top of the radar as we approach.
Indeed.
All right. Well, thank you, Senator.
Guys.
Merry Christmas to you, and keep up the good work.
All right. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners. Take care.
Well, Todd, we're still a little giddy about Congressman Armstrong's
I'm telling
Mike,
you.
It was a pencil drop because he had
that
pencil in his left hand.
He'll give you 50 minutes of information in that 5 minutes and 50 minutes of impact.
And you got to go back. And
great.
He goes way back before Ronald Reagan and talks about everything, and he just nailed it. So congratulations,
Kelly.
We
knew
Kelly.
A win, didn't we?
We got the preview yesterday. We knew it was coming. So we're back with Governor Doug Burgum after this messages.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text into 701-226-8503. It puts you right in to What's on Your Mind.
Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a rare evening hearing, the debate on articles of impeachment against President Trump has resumed on Capitol Hill. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee accusing the president of abusing his power and obstructing Congress. Republicans say otherwise. Republican Representative Matt Gaetz telling the Democrats on the panel,
I don't know any political party that doesn't think when the other side's in the White House, that they abuse power, they do too much. I got a lot of constituents that think Barack Obama abused his power, but you know what? We didn't do this to the country. We didn't put him through this nonsense and this impeachment.
Reports of a possible trade deal with China, the Wall Street Journal reporting the U.S. is agreeing to not impose tariffs that were scheduled to begin this Sunday if the Chinese agree to purchase more U.S. goods. The Dow's been up over 300 points in early trading today. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
It's What's on Your Mind. There you go. Getting in the holiday spirit.
All right. So I recognize
it. Absolutely. A little piano ditty there.
No, I was not doing the Christmas twist on that one, but I'll, you know, promise next one I'll bring it back.
You need to promise a Facebook video for that.
I was thinking I need a Facebook Live that. Go hey, the Christmas twist.
There you go. It's What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends, including Mr. Ron Ness right there, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, oil and natural gas from North Dakota, strengthens all of America, and through abundance of talents, innovations, and technologies, energy responsibly produced in North Dakota translates to worldwide economic stability. Look at what happens when there's a field fire in Saudi Arabia. It doesn't matter. Because North Dakota's producers and the communities working together, securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. And speaking of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the Prez, Ron Ness in for Scott Hennen on What's on Your Mind.
Kevin, we're waiting for Governor Burgum here. He's tied up a little bit, but he's going to be joining us for a quick segment.
Yep, he's on. He's good.
Hey, Governor, are you with us?
Absolutely. Good morning, Ron.
Well, good morning to you, and Merry Christmas. We're going to just jump right in here because we know you're on a short window this morning. So we just had a great conversation with Treasurer Schmidt and then Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner about the legacy fund, and you had provided a little mission if we want to start there and jump into other things going on across the state. And of course we also had Bison coach Matt Entz on this morning, by the way, so I'm sure you're going to be at the game this weekend.
Yeah, great.
So you had laid out some thoughts on the vision of the legacy fund prior to last session, I think, with some of your initiatives. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely, Ron, but the place that, you know, we need to start when we talk about the legacy fund, I think it's important for every citizen to understand that we've got to be in a place of gratitude, and we have to be in a place of gratitude to the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, because without the entrepreneurs, the risk takers, the innovators, the new technology that's allowed North Dakota to become the number two oil producing state in the nation and do that in a way that's been safe, it's been doing in a way where it's safe for people, safe for the environment, been great for communities. Without that, I mean, there's no legacy fund. And the legacy fund is only 30% of the oil and gas tax revenue that comes in. And we all now know how big the legacy fund is. So it's pretty easy math for people to understand the impact that that's had on everything from, you know, teacher salaries to healthcare reimbursements to infrastructure, both for roads, water. Everything that we're doing is really driven by this incredible impact that the oil and gas industry has had in North Dakota. And then strategically, it's not just about North Dakota, but for the United States to become a not just have energy security, but energy dominance, where we're in a position for the first time really in the, since World War II. And, you know, that was a war that was fought over energy resources. We know how devastating that was to the world. But, you know, now we're in a spot where that we can, as a country, we can sell energy to our friends and allies versus buy it from our enemies. And that is the biggest geopolitical change really in anyone's lifetime. Anyone that's alive and listening to this, biggest change in your lifetime is that one single fact geopolitically. And it's really a big chunk of that is here in North Dakota. And so huge benefits to the country, massive benefits to the state of North Dakota. And that's why we're even able to have a conversation around the legacy fund. And just want to say again, how grateful we are to all those innovators, entrepreneurs, the people that are out there working. You know, not just in the holiday season, but any season, we want to say thank you, because we wouldn't be able to have this conversation without them.
Well, thank you, Governor. That means so much, I think, to those 50,000 workers across North Dakota that are out producing energy every day. So that is a great positive message. So as we look into this legacy fund and the earnings going forward now, what are some of your thoughts?
Well, I think that we stated last year, you know, during our budget draft about a year ago at this time, we said, look, let's just look at the title of this thing, Legacy Fund Created by the People. Let's create legacy, you know, which is let's not use this to just grow government. Let's not use it to, you know, expand existing programs. You know, let's have some criteria. And a year ago, we proposed that it ought to have regional, state, or national impact. It would be, you know, something that could be, you know, ideally leveraged with partnerships, you know, to expand the impact, the earnings. Something that was, you know, differentiated North Dakota, that would help us in, as we compete for both capital, and workforce, things that might help us diversify our economy. And if it's a legacy, then it's got to have an impact that goes beyond a generation. So those were the criteria that we talked about, and we put out a number of proposals, the largest of which was, infrastructure revolving loan fund. So there's a lot of things that we, agree with Senator Wardner in terms of, you know, trying to drive and make sure that we, take care of the infrastructure needs, and whether that's, you know, again, whether it's water, you know, water, rural water, municipal water, flood protection, or whether it's roads, or whether it's, again, last thing we put in the infrastructure, the $30 million that was very, very much had all the elements of a legacy investment is the air traffic control system for UAS, which is going to, you know, drive huge benefits, not just for the UAS industry, but also to help both agriculture and energy, our two biggest industries.
Governor, as you move forward into this 2020 and an election year, what do you see as just a huge opportunity out there for the state of North Dakota to really take some of these discussions to the next level?
Well, I think you know the biggest opportunity that we have right now is the abundance of natural gas that we have in the state. I think we're topping the, you know, 3 billion, you know, cubic feet, of production. And that presents all kinds of opportunities for value added. I mean, today we're challenged just to gather it, and we're challenged to, you know, do the midstream processing and then ship it out of the state. But, you know, here we are this fall, you know, huge, disaster. And we're, you know, we've got the secretarial disaster from USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue. We're working on the presidential disaster declaration. And here we have all these farmers across the state at a time when normally we'd only have, you know, last month when normally we'd have 90% of the crop in corn, we had only 10% of it in. Corn's coming in at 25% moisture. And guess what? We had a propane shortage. We had a propane shortage in a state that is one of the biggest natural gas producers. And of course, propane can be a byproduct of processing that gas. And so I had corn farmers saying, hey, can you just, you know, loan me one of those flare stacks? I'll run my corn over the top of it. But here we are trying to get propane, you know, back into North Dakota from as far away as Kansas and Illinois. Prices were going up 4 to 6 times per gallon on propane. And so this is just one glaring example where if we could do more processing in state, value-added processing, whether it's making fertilizer, making propane, both of those help ag. Whether it's developing, you know, a pet chem industry where we can be involved in plastics, and plastics, you know, have great benefit. You know, they sort of get maligned as bad for the environment, but if this new super plastics that are being made can produce everything from replacement parts for steel and iron to, you know, making road services more stronger. There's ways where utilizing new materials coming out of petchem that could actually reduce the energy footprint that created to create other building materials. So I get very excited about all the technology, and that's why we always talk about, you know, innovation, not regulation, because there's so much. We have an abundance of all these resources, and we have an opportunity to do the value added here in a way. I mean, the other one we talk about is let's take the, you know, take the heat from the gas, put it into greenhouses, take the carbon that's coming off of coal plants and ethanol plants, and create enhanced growing environments, and let those agricultural plants turn carbon back into oxygen. And ag wins, energy wins, the environment wins, and we can do it all right here in North Dakota.
Governor, as an entrepreneur, do you think those investors are you know, poised and ready to go? Is there more actions the legislature or the, you know, the state needs to take? It's kind of a, when do those stars align and we begin to really see some investment on the ground in terms of a, you know, value added petrochemical type industry?
Well, number of things that are starting right now, which you keep the great momentum going that we have going, and some of that's with like the North Dakota Industrial Council is investing with the Oil and Gas Research Council and the EERC, whether it's projects related to enhanced oil recovery, whether it's the study to really study the analytics of the gas that we have that are coming out, because we've got 52.5% of the produced gas is ethane. That's a great signal to anybody thinking about making a, you know, $10 billion petchem investment in our state, to know that we've got an abundance of gas, the right kind of gas. There's other infrastructure things that we can continue to work on, whether it's underground geologic storage, you know, stadium size underground storage, where we could, you know, store gas to help those that would be coming behind with capital investments. And as you say, we're still a bit of a greenfield state in petchem compared to, say, the Gulf Coast. So ahead of the big decisions that those companies might make, we should just keep trying to do everything we can to put infrastructure in place, whether it's ethane gathering, whether it's more electrical generation, because we need more electrical generation in the whole Bakken area. Estimate of another 1,000 megawatts just to support the industry in the next 10 years. So getting the water, the electrical, and the gas storage, ethane gathering pieces in place is what we need to be attractive to help the private capital, the big private capital, come in and make it happen. And I had a chance with the Majority Leader Wardner and Majority Leader Pollard to go up to Alberta and see what was going on northeast of Edmonton up there, and it's incredible where the, you know, beautiful communities and great interaction between the agriculture and the energy industry, and fantastic jobs and great schools and fire stations and some beautiful communities that have really grown the last 30 years because of that what I call energy corridor. It's not really a park. It's really about a 75-mile stretch that's really benefited from, you know, great jobs and world-class companies doing great work. And if that can happen as far north of northeast of Edmonton, I'm pretty confident it can happen in North Dakota.
Governor, we got about a minute and a half here before a hard break. What do you see as workforce? Is that a big stumbling block to bringing in big industry like this and adding more manufacturing in eastern North Dakota? Or what's the step process forward?
Yeah, I keep saying, you know, talent and capital is the number one job in our office in terms of trying to attract more of both to North Dakota. And, re-upping, revitalizing the statewide workforce council last year, 34 members from industry, they really pinpointed a number of actions. Some of that we got through the legislature. We got more work to do. One thing we've got to think about doing is what Arizona has just done, which is universal recognition of licensure. I mean, you know, and I know.
Hey, Governor, we're going to step into a hard break here, and thanks for the great work, and Merry Christmas, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes of your busy schedule today. It's all great stuff. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library,
indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Now is the time to buy a hot tub. Why? Up to 70% off the price of a new one right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with their pre-owned blowout sale. They have over 50 hot tubs, starting at $4,500 up to $79.99. What a range. From $4,500 to about $8,000, you can be in a hot tub and have every day made better thanks to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And much more affordable than ever. 12 months, no interest, no payments. Warranty, pre-owned certified. This is the one to buy at a great deal right now. Try it at incredible prices, and you'll love the hot tub experience because every day is made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. The pre-owned blowout sale with up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Call Ben for all the details, 701-238-5892, 238-5892, or stop at 601 Main Avenue West, the pre-owned showroom in West Fargo.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Christmas, you go, Todd. You go, Bonnie. Shake that thing. This is what's on your mind. It's What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Started in 1908, H.A. Thompson & Sons, Henry Abbott. Thompson, of course, and his sons have been going ever since, been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Furnace, air conditioners, water heaters, garage heaters, plenum heaters, you know. Whatever you need to go in. Natural gas, grill piping. Imagine that. Don't have to worry, get natural gas. Because we just converted recently from propane to natural gas. And now I gotta get the natural gas piped right directly to the grill. No more dealing with having to replace those propane canisters. Not doing it. Call H.A. Thompson & Son. Financing available. Free estimates at 701-223-3393 or hatandsons.com. It's What's On Your Mind. Ron Ness in for Scott Hennin right now.
The only thing that we're missing is I have, my daughter gave me last Christmas, a Donald Trump Christmas sweater.
Fantastic.
That's the only thing I couldn't find it in time for today. Otherwise, that was going to be at the Christmas party tonight.
As jolly as you are today, you really should add a Santa hat on. So.
I have one. It's got a little spinning light ball on top of it, as a matter of fact. So I'm set.
Bill Sorensen, our good friend Bill Sorensen. Are you with us?
I am with you.
Well, how are you, Bill? Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to you, Ron. I'd like
tell
to
us
see
about
Todd
the,
in that twirly top thing he's got, though.
Yeah, tell us about the Medora Magical Christmas and where you've been, and people are showing up. It's all great.
Man, yeah, it's been great fun. We're in Devil's Lake right now. We're sold out here last night and Minot the night before. And, yeah, we're heading up to Grafton tonight and then down to Fargo for 3 days. So it's been going well, a lot of fun.
How many years have you been doing this one, Bill?
Fifth year, Ron. Fifth year. I'm kind of growing every year. It's been a fun experience.
Well, you kind of had a wonderful swan song this summer for ending your work on the summer musical, and I think that was a fantastic show this summer. So a lot of excitement about the Christmas Medora Christmas show, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. I said, you know, the people ask me why I retired from the musical. I said, I can't do 100 days in a row anymore, but I can do 30 days in a row. I can still do a Christmas tour. So hopefully I'll keep going with this. But, yeah, we had a great year in Medora this last summer with the Gospel Brunch and the Medora musical. A lot of fun.
Are you guys pretty much rolling the music Christmas show now every day?
Yeah. We do 30 shows in 26 communities in 30 days here, I guess. So we did couple in central North Dakota, caught just in time after Thanksgiving to catch all the storms. That was great fun. And then down into South Dakota, over to Montana, and now we're ready to go into Minnesota. Well, we had one stop in Alexandria, I guess.
And then you wrap up in Bismarck around the 22nd.
Exactly.
And if people are interested in purchasing tickets for any of the shows, they can go to Medora.com, or where do they go?
Yeah, Medora.com will get them to the tickets for any of the shows. So we look forward to seeing a bunch of friends as we continue the last leg of our tour.
Bill, are you doing a little magic on the as part of the show, or
my biggest contribution is somehow I get my friends that are very, very talented to go along with me on this crazy schedule. That's my real contribution. Other than that, I cover the costume changes with a couple magic tricks. So. Well, they go get ready for the next part. That's my contribution.
And when the shows are done and you do multiple nights, is just a lot of excitement keeping you coming back the next night. Crowds are big, I assume, and fired up.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, our first trip into Aberdeen, South Dakota this year, we had to have a snowplow get us next to the venue. And I thought, you know, should we cancel the show or what? You know, what should we do? Well, they open up the doors and 1,000 people show up. I don't know if they got there by dog sled or what, but it's been great. It's been overwhelming. It's kind of humbling and gratifying at the same time.
What time in Devil's Lake tonight?
We're in Devil's Lake last night. We're in Grafton tonight, 7:30.
7:30 in Grafton, North Dakota, and Friday. Where are you headed?
Fargo. Fargo, one show Friday, two shows Saturday. Good timing on our part. Maybe get to go see the Bison game in the morning. They appreciate them scheduling it that way. We're on at 3 and 7:30 on Saturday at Fargo North Auditorium.
How many folks are you going to have in Fargo North Auditorium, and what's the capacity there?
I know there's still some tickets available. I think maybe one of the shows is sold out, but I think there's still tickets available at the other one. So that's a good thing.
All right, so if you're going to Fargo for the Bison game, you can catch the Medora Magical Christmas in Fargo North in the afternoon, and the game's going to be a great time, so a great opportunity to get out and get some Christmas spirit. And you guys, I don't think you'd want to play a video of Todd doing his Christmas dance, which I've been
really
witnessing this morning, by the way.
You want to get some bleach for those eyes of yours? Because that seems to...
I'm pretty much scarred
Bill
for life.
Bill, you can. You know what I look like. You can just picture me doing the twist in my Santa
hat. I can visualize it just fine. Yeah.
I don't know why, but we should scour and see if Chubby Checker ever came up with a Christmas twist song. I mean, why would you not have?
Cobell, thanks for all you've done for certainly not just Bismarck, but Medora. It's been great, and now you're back in it again. You're just an energizing bunny. You keep the message going, and it's a great addition.
I want to be
Medora
just like Bill when I grow up.
Here. Everybody wants to be like Bill. And,
I know. It's great.
And it's all been good.
Old.
So.
Everybody wants to be like me, old. Huh?
No. The experience,
well, that's
my
destiny
friend.
Anyway, but yeah. Other than that, yes, just like you.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot. It's been a great couple days. Todd, Kevin, thanks for you guys' help.
Thank you. You bet, bud.
Scott sending great reports from D.C. with the 60 people on the tour. And
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.